Damon, you know, when I started to prepare for this afternoon's interview, I started to look at records and how the teams matched up and tried to figure out some key points. And I got to thinking, you know what? It doesn't matter. This is Rifle Glenwood. Records, all of that goes completely out the window for the Rifle Glenwood game every year, doesn't it?
It does, and I think we helped prove that last year because they were undefeated and on their way to the state championship game, and we were not. We were fighting for our lives to try to make it into the playoffs, but it was a pretty memorable night last year. Honestly, one that we sometimes like to forget, but I think we demonstrated that records don't matter nearly as much as the kids on the field.
You don't want to say that that's the only game of the season, but you know it's definitely important to both teams.
It's definitely important. This year's a little bit different, and I'm sure that the people from Glenwood can relate because we're in the playoffs no matter what. So honestly, our season doesn't boil down to tomorrow night. Theirs might, but again, it's just a reversal of the roles that were last year. And for me to say that the Glenwood game is not as important as it once used to be would definitely minimize the impact of this game. But truth be told, with the opening of the other high school in our district, I was talking to a couple of our kids, and they said that the relationships are different, that they actually know some kids from another school now a little better than what they might know the kids from Glenwood in the past. To us, Palisade matters a lot because for a long period of time, if you can beat Palisade, then that means you have a chance to be something pretty special that particular year. And frankly, that hasn't always been the case with some of the other teams on our schedule. Teams are up and down, you know, talent comes and goes, but it seems like Palisade's been pretty consistent. So we know if we can compete with them and beat them, to be honest, that we like our chances.
Like you say, you did beat Palisade this year, and while Glenwood did not beat them, they actually kept up with them pretty well.
It really was a tough game. Glenwood battled, and we've researched that, and we've watched like crazy, and I think the fact that Glenwood did battle with Palisade so much indicates the quality of their staff and the quality of their kids.
You mentioned the fact that you've won the league. You're going to the playoffs. You're going to play a week from Saturday regardless. Now, if this were an NFL game and this was the last game of the season, we certainly know that, you know, you'd see second, third stringers out there. You don't want to hurt the first teamers. But do you get better seating if you beat Glenwood? What are the benefits to beating Glenwood?
Well, I think the greatest benefit to beating Glenwood is that we beat Glenwood. And I think that matters to a lot of people around here still. So even with the opening of the other high school in the district, Glenwood's still Glenwood. And that's why I said that we would never minimize what this game means to a lot of people. It also means a lot to us in the sense that this would only be the second time in the history of Rifle High School that a team has gone 10-0 in the regular season. And our kids are aware of that. So it definitely matters. We've prepared like crazy, and we're definitely not going to roll our JV out there. We look forward to playing.
And, of course, the years you mentioned records, only the second time that Rifle will have been undefeated. The 2 years that Rifle, in the last 20 years that Rifle's gone to the state championship, actually kind of backed into the playoffs. We're wild card teams.
I suppose there is no perfect system, but with the way the state does calculate the wild card points and things like that, with the reclassification of 3A football, it's brutally difficult to get into the playoffs in 3A. And last year we were especially saddened by that because we joked that our formula was in place, that we lost to Palisade and finished fourth in our league. And there were consecutive years where that recipe worked to perfection for us to play for the state title.
And now here you are a year later, ranked 101st in the country by Max Preps, but in the state, depending on which survey you look at, 5th or 6th in the state, that's got to be a great position to be in. And of course, all of that doesn't matter for anything until you go out and win.
What's neat for the kids, you know, I don't really know how much those things matter because we can't control any of that stuff. That when you win, it's really neat to look at those things, and when you don't win, it's not so neat to look at those things. And I think that our kids are, especially for high school age kids, are pretty skilled at not getting wrapped up in things that really don't matter too much to us. And I think that's part of the reason, a little part of the reason why we've been able to accomplish what we've accomplished so far this year, that each week is its own week. And that honestly, we haven't treated this any different than we did Delta or Moffitt County or anybody else on our schedule.
probably looking forward to avenging the last couple years with those single point losses too.
Well, I'd love to tell you that we've forgotten about those and those are erased from our memories, but that wouldn't be exactly true. This year, it belongs to this group of kids, and every year is like that for us. And we tell kids that every class leaves a legacy, and we hope that this class has really begun to define their legacy, and that can continue tomorrow night.
You know, any coach that you talk to always says you got to focus on the game that week because that's what you have to get past in order to get to the following weeks. But in looking at your team, not only Rifle, actually, but the Glenwood team, too, has a lot of underclassmen. And so regardless how this season turns out, you've got to be optimistic about what the future holds.
We were talking today at lunch that our middle school program is... it might be in the best position as it's ever been. So we're really excited about our middle school program. Our freshman team had a fantastic year. Our JV team had a fantastic year. Ryan Mackley had a fantastic year down with some of the Pee Wee kids. So the future is very bright for football and Rifle.
Damon, thanks so much for chatting with me. I appreciate it. Good luck.